MGTOW men, welcome back. So more MGTOW philosophy today, and I'm going to mesh a few thoughts together, one of which comes from an astute comparison between The Wall and a game of musical chairs and of a Pearl Jam song. It's classic, elderly woman behind the counter in a small town, and one of the most famous lines. So I'm a huge Eddie Vedder fan, huge, and I'm quite surprised that I haven't touched on any Pearl Jam songs yet. It's been long overdue. Huge fan of Alive, Yellow Ledbetter, my favorite, Release, and Black, obviously. But the song, as I said, is Elderly Woman Behind the Counter in a Small Town, and I love that title. Headlines are everything to me. The song title, as someone that admires the philologists of the world, those with expansive lexicons, I love titles. What he said about this title is something that I've been wanting to do lately in my videos, and I want to actually speak through the headlines about what's going on internally with how I feel about the words that I speak in each video. And that's what he did here. And in an interview, he said the unusual title came to his mind because he was fed up with one word titles. And that's a MGTOW title right there. And I say this because MGTOW isn't clickbait. Sure, my gym thought video may be the most popular one and I bought into clickbait, I'll be honest, but MGTOW is not clickbait. Everyone wants to be clickbait in some way. Today, it seems like people are afraid not to be clickbait. If you're not clickbait, if you're not appealing to the stimulus, the stimuli, and getting those synapses firing in everybody's mind, they're going to look past you. That's how we're trained today. And not being clickbait means that you're off in truth. Clickbait might be partial truth. It might have some truth, but we want full truth as the red pill is revealing reality, which reality is pretty much synonymous with truth. And the red pill is honesty. And people don't want honesty either. And honesty is honestly a pillar of MGTOW and how I see it. But onto the lyrics and what he says. Here they are. I swear I recognize your breath. Memories like fingerprints are slowly raising. Me, you wouldn't recall, for I'm not my former. It's hard when you're stuck upon the shelf. I change by not changing at all. Small town predicts my fate. Perhaps that's what no one wants to see. I just want to scream hello. My God, it's been so long. Never dreamed you'd return. But now here you are and here I am. Hearts and thoughts, they fade away. So here are Vedder's words about this song. And this is what he says about this. It's particularly the second stanza. It's kind of about a lady and she's getting on in years. So she's getting near the wall. And she's stuck in that small town. And the likelihood of a woman leaving a small town post-wall is far smaller. Small towns fascinate me. You either struggle like hell to get out, to some people want to stay there in case they see that they're a big fish in a small pond, and then others just kind of get stuck there. So here she is working in this little place, and then an old flame comes in, and he's probably driving a nice car, looking kind of sharp. Is this not a MGTOW scene or what? Not a fancy car, but he's moved on. And then she sees him. And at first, she doesn't even remember who he is. And then she realizes who it is. She's just too embarrassed to say hello. So the MGTOW man right here is this guy that comes back and he's moved on. And he's gone his own way. And the MGTOW man moves on because he has to put a sacrifice up front. The difference between these two people right here is she did not have to sacrifice up front. Men have to sacrifice up front if they want to be this guy with well put together car and he's looking okay. It needs to come with some sort of sacrifice, and the people that shame MGTOW often don't see it as a sacrifice. And what I want to say right here is that MGTOW is not a burdensome sacrifice. Okay, it's a choosing, it's a jettisoning of other things that other people want. And the sexual marketplace doesn't just have a wall. The world has a wall. The world's wall is a life wall, and many know when they hit that life wall. From my intestinal level, how I'd kind of associate this is the life wall is a regret wall. So your life wall doesn't occur because of failures per se. It doesn't occur because you failed in chances that you took. Your life wall occurs because of regret. That's the leading feeling in the life wall. It occurs because of stagnance in some way. Some people that are listening, some MGTOW men that are chiming in, commenting, you can't leave where you are, maybe ever. For whatever reason, you just cannot go. That doesn't mean you cannot go your own way. But physically, you can't go your own way. You can't be in a different location. That's beside the point. And you are there. You have no choice but to be there. And that brings up my first important point, though. A MGTOW man's home is in his mind. It's in his heart. And that's okay, because first and foremost, the MGTOW's home, like I said, is in those places. It goes with him wherever. And that allows him to be a drifter. Nowhere else. It's not a physical place. And he can leave. He can leave that small town that would have kept him in. And he can go. A MGTOW is MGTOW based on the thoughts first and foremost, and the subsequent actions that occur. And for me, it's the philosophy that dictates the evidence of MGTOW and how I apply it in my life. That's not, you know, for this reason, a MGTOW man can also do what a man that buys into the white picket fence system cannot. That man cannot drift. And drifting has this connotation of as if you're floatsome, as if you had just been part of a ship and that ship has been sunk. So the world will often see the MGTOW man and how he uses the word drifting as aimless, as without cause, as just a piece of driftwood, Moody Blues driftwood floating around at sea. The MGTOW man sees drifting as actually an adroit process. The MGTOW's version of drifting is moving and evolving and going as water would, finding the cracks. And I'm not saying drift to play the game, drift to run around and go wild. I'm saying drift because when you can drift, opportunities are far greater. And whether this just comes from traveling, building your life resume, your own photo album, metaphorically, your movie, as Thailand Dan said in a recent conversation I had with him, whatever it is, a drifter immediately stands out because a drifter is going to be viewed by other people as someone that leaves that which people actually work for. And people don't realize that they're actually working for this. They're working for comfort. And that's the dichotomy between the drifter and the woman that didn't drift in this song. So she stayed in the sleepy town in western Minnesota, wherever it was, all her life, and she's there. The difference here is that the drifter had to sacrifice. He had to let go of comfort because he knows that he's trading discomfort for relief and success in the long term, all the while increasing the amount of risk that he can take, lessening the consequence on the other side of the ledger. And that's something that splits marriages. It's a divide between men and women here. And this man likely had to take risk. And this is why you see more men that are drifters and why MGTOW is a natural fit for men that drift. Okay, the man that now is free has just the average car, but has life ticking and is put together. Women do not have to drift as immediately in life because their services are going to be valued regardless of the currency. All right, they can have an exchange. And women that have youth and somewhat of a decent SMV, they will not have to drift because the opportunities will find them. There were always blue pills out there looking to take them in, not the other way around as it is for men. Men have to create the opportunities and drift around for them. They have to create them. I experienced this for about what would be 20% of my life's years on this earth. I'm not going to be too specific. And I lived in a town just like the ones that Eddie Vedder was probably singing about. And that's really what I saw. And I was enthralled by these microcultures. I was really enthralled by them. And I was also frightened by them, though. And not because it was insular and not open-minded. I actually was okay with that to some extent. But I was literally frightened by the lingering regret that always seemed to float around these cities. People that had life passed them by. Men that never made it out but wanted to. Women that thought that their high school relationship would ride out forever, discarding what they had only to have the wall smack them. Okay, this woman, when she sees an old flame, it literally is treated in her mind like the only spark that could bring her back to life. That's how she views it. She views it as a ticket back to life. She's now the gas station attendant. She is the waitress that works in the big restaurant in the main drag of some ill-forgotten town. Chattanooga, Tennessee, Bozeman, Montana, Stillwater, Oklahoma. Those aren't ill-forgotten towns, but you get the idea. And the lingering regret really floats around these towns like a pestilence. And I couldn't let it stifle me any longer. I had to drift. And I don't want a footprint that's really too deep anywhere. It keeps my house and its foundation in my mind where I can take it. And this is not possible for people that won't accept the reality of physical walls and life walls that are inevitable in life. And people are okay with their physical homes because they don't think that these encounters in the roadside general stores in Winslow, Arizona can actually occur. They think that their price tag never gets put on clearance and that, you know, they put all their gold into the physical beauty and they ride it out as long as they can. Okay, not everyone is going to be homecoming queen forever, okay, hon? It ends. Part of the red pill reality is knowing that everything has an end. And this is going to be viewed as nihilistic. But honestly, seeing that is freeing. It's peaceful. It actually provides me greater purpose, and I'm going to go into that in a later video. And the world ascribes infinite value to things that have short lifespans. It's really true. Yet, people think that they have long lifespans, and the things that are given the greatest value in this world seem to have the shortest lifespans. They're supernovas. It's quite appalling. And then they realize that the musical chairs game is running out of time, and this brings in the email that I'm going to read real quick, just an excerpt from it. So I compare the wall to be like musical chairs. The music is getting slower, and she doesn't want to be the one standing without a chair. So she settles for the first chair that she can get. Instead, the MGTOW man is in no hurry. He has a whole auditorium of chairs that are aged 18 to 20. In fact, he has a whole stadium of chairs. And whether or not you want to do anything with the chairs that you have, that's up to you. But he can turn down life opportunities. He can turn down chairs. He can leave home. He can drift. He can come back home. He can be at peace. And people won't understand it. And they don't understand him because they haven't seen his upfront sacrifice. All the while, they're living long-term in a long-term form of comfort that actually erodes into regret on a sandy highway in some forgotten town in any town USA. So I want to avoid that. MGTOW helps me avoid that. It's one of the ways. Because each day is alone. That's how I view it. And funny how we can slow our world down in MGTOW, yet speed it up. Realizing that our best qualities end. And that's actually one of our strengths. So many thoughts over the place today. Eddie Vedder, Pearl Jam, small towns, emails. I hope that some of it was coherent. If you have a MGTOW testimony, want to share about how you came to MGTOW and what it's done to benefit you, you can hit me up at sunrisehoodie@gmail.com or on Twitter @sunrisehoodie. Hoodies up, hoodies out.